You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena e te whanau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on 95BFM Breakfast, and on the line we have got James Stutely from Carbon Carb, Papaiti Records, and now Yon Loader, a brand new band. Kia ora, James, how are you this morning?
G'day, yeah, I'm good.
Nice to chat with you. Yon Loader, tell us a little bit about this project. It's you and Harry Lilly, but it's also a lot of other people you seem to have wrangled into the mix. What's the kaupapa behind this group?
It's a band that sort of came together in fits and starts over the last few years. Basically, I wrote a bunch of songs that didn't fit anywhere else, but I really liked. And with Harry as my, you know, like main collaborator and like producer, basically, sort of got people in to do various parts, different friends around the country who are good at different instruments and stuff, and yeah, got to sort of be the arranger person, and then have other people perform, which was new for me, and was really fun and came out with a nice product, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon as well. I think that's a really interesting process, and not necessarily, well, as you said, it's a sort of a first for you, but it's also not something you hear necessarily very often, that kind of writing a song and then pulling in a super group to sort of execute it. What was the process of picking people for tracks like? Because I know you've got Victoria Chalou on this track doing some amazing vocals. Did you know who you wanted on each song already, or was it a little bit of who's in town, how can we make this happen?
A bit of both, but it was quite like iterative process. Like we did sort of the bass guitar drums first through everything, and then listened back to that and sort of decided where it should go. But pretty early on, I had settled on Victoria and Will Rowd from Model Homes, the other main vocalist that you'll hear on upcoming songs.
And what was the kind of through line that draws all those people together? Obviously, you've all been mates for a really long time and kind of come from the former all-ages scenes and the sort of Stay True Young Emo ethos that has sort of persevered in what you've done with Papaiti Records. Was that something that felt sort of crucial to this project as well?
Yeah, I guess so. I think maybe the best way to explain it was just that people trusted that something cool would come out of it, just from knowing each other and sort of working together in little bits in the over the last 10 years or whatever. So yeah, people were so happy to be on board and easy to work with. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm interested in the process of kind of arranging these songs. What was that like? Did you enjoy that as a method of working?
I actually really did, yeah. And because it's sort of been a background project, it's been over a much longer time as well. So, you know, like 6 months pass and then you look at it again and decide that a cello there would be nice or it doesn't need some other part. Yeah, so I did actually really enjoy it.
I'm guessing the locale of all of this and Harry being involved, was Stomach somewhere that you recorded part of this, or was it involved in this process at all?
Yeah, most of it. It sort of helped to function as a midpoint as well.
Yeah.
Like coming down from Auckland and also up from Wellington.
Mm.
It was like Harry was in the house, so yeah. Just made everything smooth.
you've got the people, you've got the place, you know, where would you go else that you could make it so easy for yourselves, really, eh?
Yeah, exactly. And I reckon part of how it came out so well was that having that base just made it quite easy to go down. Because, like, how it would work is I'd just basically go down for a weekend and we'd hash out the songs the first day and then record them the second. But just because it was like easy and streamlined, that was like really feasible,
which is
really fun to like turn something around really fast when other times, you know, you like work on a song for a year or whatever and then record it. So it was cool to do that.
Totally. I'm interested in these being sort of songs that you'd maybe considered for different projects you work on, James, and then realizing that they didn't fit in that space, or maybe they were going to be something new or different. How did you then make sure that they sort of made sense, especially when you're bringing all these other artists into, you know, voice tracks and participate on tracks? How did you sort of ensure that it makes sense as one project under Yon Loader rather than sounding like a collection of offcuts from other spaces?
Probably two things. The first is that there was a lot more songs, like a lot more like ideas, song ideas, and I sort of cut everything that was too different.
Mm-hmm.
And then also through the process of writing and using the same guitars and same vocals and stuff, it sort of brings the weirder ones back in.
Yeah.
But I mean, the true judge will be when the album comes out and if people think it is cohesive.
I'm sure it will be. I'm looking forward to hearing more from it. I want to ask about the name Yon Loader. Where does that come from, James?
So the working title of the band for ages was Danyon Loader. You know, the New Zealand like swimmer from the 90s.
Yeah.
And that, I don't know, that had, I just thought it would be a funny name for a band. But that was sort of an earlier idea, and then I realized being New Zealand, you couldn't just name your band someone else's name without like asking them. Then I was like, oh, I don't really want to try and like call Danyon Loader and be like, hey, can I name my band your name?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's Yon Loader.
Just got the nickname instead.
Yeah. And it's, I also like a name that's unique. I don't believe in naming a band something that already exists.
Totally. Make it your own. We're going to have a listen to the first single, Another Year, shortly, but what can you tell us about this track, James? Who else is involved on it? Obviously, Victoria on vocals, but who else is in the background of this, and what were you working through when you were writing this?
So, Tommy Rowe plays all the drums, Harry plays all the bass, and then there's some cello from Olivia of Recitals on there. I play the guitar, and what else is on there? I think that's my vocals in the background as well.
Nice.
And what I was working through, I think it's, the reason I chose it as a single is that it kind of has, in small form, the like themes of the album, which is sort of like strong memories and also like dating them. So there's lots of, in the song and other dates, you'll hear lots of like years and months and stuff, which are just, which is sort of just about how in memory, it doesn't feel like this big canvas of time. It's like you quite often just focus on specific moments, and like your memory of a time or a week or whatever will mainly just be like around one super memorable part of it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so I guess it's sort of about memory.
Awesome.
Well, like collating them together.
I'm really looking forward to hearing the other kind of memory moments on this record when the other singles come out. But in the meantime, this is a beautiful track. Thanks for speaking with us about it this morning, James. And look forward to hearing more from Yon Loader. If people want to follow along, yonloader.bandcamp.com is the place to go. Or I presume Papaiti Records Instagram maybe as well, if they want to see.
Yep. On there.
Awesome. Hey, cheers, James. Have a lovely morning. This is Another Year by Yon Loader.
Thieves, stealing time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.